MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 8, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, chance of showers, temperatures in the low 60s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 3:41 p.m. Mission on the Bay in Swampscott is hoping to reopen on Friday. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports today that before that can happen, the restaurant's seawall work will need to pass a safety inspection from the town of Swampscott. Our website put up a post yesterday with photos of the work that was taking place on the seawall yesterday, as well as photos from last month's seawall collapse. The Marblehead School Department released an at-risk behavior survey with data from high school students ages 14 to 18. Daily Item reporter Ryan Vermette writes that the data was troubling, showing the level of use of alcohol and drug use for those students, as well as revealing the ages when students first tried these at-risk substances. Massachusetts schools have seen a dramatic rise in hoax calls threatening attacks at schools. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes today that police struggle to identify and prosecute the high-tech pranksters that feed off nationwide public fears about mass shootings. One of the most recent so-called swatting events was the one last month at St. John's Prep in Danvers. With several major events scheduled this summer during Gloucester 400, Gloucester Harbor will be pretty busy with boat traffic. Harbor Master T.J. Shimitaro explains the coordination among Harbor Master, police, fire, Coast Guard, and other officials.
Chief Conley does a great job. Me and him work very closely together on Fiesta, as well as the fire department and the Coast Guard. We also bring in some additional resources from the state. Provides us Mass Environmental Police or Mass State Police will come in. We'll all meet. We have a Fiesta IEP that we all review, and everyone gets on the same page. Everyone takes a little piece. You know, we don't obviously do anything on land. The police department takes care of that, but we liaison everything on the water, even with the Coast Guard. We're kind of the local knowledge. You know, Coast Guard Station, those folks change out every 3 or 4 years. Right. We remain consistent, so they do rely on us for local knowledge. Fiesta runs pretty seamlessly. We have it down packed. Fiesta's been going on. I think last year was the 90th year in Gloucester. It's nothing new. You know, it's controlled kind of chaos, but it's nothing that we can't manage. We do a lot of training together. We do first responder training, on the water training, dewatering training, towing, all kinds of stuff, with all these different agencies. So everyone, for the most part, pretty much knows each other. We know each other's equipment. We know each other's capabilities. So, you know, we're always planning for these events. This year's Gloucester's 400th anniversary. There's more maritime based, events than, previously. But you mentioned earlier the Schooner Festival. That's another giant day or weekend in Gloucester. There's a couple 4th of July, so on and so forth. But, you know, we spend a lot of time prepping for these events, training people for these events, and making sure our equipment is, you know, is the best it can be.
So. Who does maintenance?
That's Gloucester Harbor Master T.J. Shimitaro. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost last night. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Red Sox made 3 errors in the bottom of the fourth, allowed 2 runs to score, and falling 5-2 to old friend Terry Francona and the Guardians. There was a little bit of a bright spot in this one as Sox reliever Chris Murphy made his major league debut, tossed 3 1/3 scoreless innings, striking out 5. Red Sox now 2-21 in games when scoring 4 runs or less this season. So the Red Sox wrap up this 3-game series tonight in Cleveland with the Guardians. First pitch, 7-10. Matt Dermody will be making his Sox debut on the bump, and the Sox have lost 7 of their last 10. They're now at 500 at 31-31 on the season. That's good for last place in the AL East, 13 games behind the Rays. Sox also 5 games behind the Yankees for that last AL wildcard spot. The Red Sox will head to the Bronx after tonight's game for a weekend series with the Yankees.
Andy has much more on the Red Sox in today's Baseball Insider podcast post right here on our website. High school boys lacrosse today. St. John's Prep will play host to Wellesley at 5 this afternoon in Division 1. Coach John Pinchon.
Yeah, quick turnaround. So we've been kind of, Wellesley played on Sunday. They beat Winchester. So we've been doing a little Wellesley prep the last couple days in anticipation of this. They're really well coached. Jimmy Connolly is played at North Andover, then out at UMass. His dad, Steve Connolly, is like a legend in the Eastern Mass lacrosse community. So Steve actually was at our game yesterday scouting. So they're going to be really well prepared. They play in the Bay State Conference, so they're playing really tough teams week in and week out. They play a great schedule. And I think this is the one thing I know about Jimmy. He is incredibly passionate, and he just has great energy. So if anything, we are going to see a team on level 10 tomorrow, because he's going to get them fired up and ready to play. Should be a great opportunity for us. You know, round two is always, you know, the next step up. The mm-hmm. games get bigger, the stress gets bigger, the opponents get better, so we're looking forward to it.
The prep has a mixture of seniors and underclassmen contributing on the field, and Coach Pinchon adds that the seniors are contributing by taking strong leadership roles.
Yeah, that's true. I think that is, you know, you try, and we try and be really deliberate in emphasizing that, giving those seniors an opportunity to speak. We had Rowan Mondello address the team today. Rowan's another senior captain. He's going to Babson. He addressed the team today at the end of our practice, giving them those opportunities to talk. And Rowan talked about, he shared some really important lessons from his own playing career with the younger guys. And mm-hmm. let's be honest, I think high school kids, they tune adults out, not intentionally, but right, they just, right. It's like they're going to listen to an 18-year-old more than they're going to listen to a washed-up 40-year-old.
Marblehead lacrosse coach John Pinchon. In Division II, Marblehead will play host to Milton also today at 5 o'clock. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.